BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. God's temple. God's temple is God tangibly being with his people. Apostle Paul, in the previous paragraph, uses an illustration of a building, such as a temple, to describe God using him to establish God's tangible presence with the group of people in Corinth. They were God's temple, a people with whom God interacted continually. God's Spirit lives in God's people. Collectively, we are a temple. Paul does not mean here that each of his readers is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. He says, quote, "You yourselves," that is plural, "are God's temple," which is singular. In chapter 6:19, he speaks of each Christian as a temple of the Holy Spirit. But here, he is speaking of the congregation as a collective whole, because some were dividing the congregation, which created a with creative false teachings. Excuse me again. The teachers were sincere, but sincerity does not guarantee that the facts presented are true. The false doctrine, though persuasive, was dividing the congregation, destroying God's temple, the congregation. Paul warns that God will destroy the members of the church who are dividing God's temple, for God's temple is sacred. Verse 17. My takeaways are many, but one thought lingers. Beware of every teacher. Apostle John wrote, quote, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. That spirit that he's talking about is an evil spirit that is in the false prophet, teaching many false things. Beware. Read the Bible for yourself and see if the teacher is teaching the truth.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.